Good morning and happy Friday. This is Maya and Natalie with your 8am Zedlines. In local news, the peak body of unions in Queensland will be hitting the streets across the Brisbane CBD in the name of protecting the state's reproductive rights laws. Queensland unions argue that due to the LNP's voting history and comments made by several of the party's candidates, there is rightful concern that hard-fought rights for women could be repealed after the next election. Queensland Union's General Secretary Jacqueline King says, "Its members simply don't believe the LNP when they say they will not seek to remove abortion rights and reproductive healthcare options for Queensland women if they gain power at the October state election."
A Queensland man has run over 72 kilometres in one day in the name of raising funds for a charity. Tony Gorry ran from Toolbill to the Story Bridge during Prostate Cancer Awareness Month and dedicated his efforts to his father, who had died of prostate cancer previously. Prostate cancer is among the world's most regardedly diagnosed cancer in Australia.
In national news, the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission has reached the halfway point of their year-long investigation into Australia's supermarket sector. The inquiry that was ordered by the Albanese government was initiated in January, investigating the pricing practices of Australia's main supermarkets and how the relationship between varying stakeholders is affecting the retail prices we see on the shelves. The Commission has identified their key findings so far and are determined to have implemented practices that regulate product pricing by the end of their investigation.
Mpox cases in Australia have increased by 570% as of July. However, vaccination rates still remain low. Statistics from the Department of Health show that between July and yesterday, 616 new notifications of Mpox were recorded, bringing Australia's total cases in 2024 to 724.
In international news, China has test-fired an intercontinental ballistic missile into the Pacific Ocean earlier this week. The launch was due to training by the People's Liberation Army Rocket Force, who are in charge of conventional and nuclear missile operations. The Defence Ministry says the missile was not aimed at any country or any specific target.
For your weather today, Brisbane is cloudy with a very high chance of more rain and a thunderstorm to occur this morning. It is currently 17 degrees with an expected maximum of 21. The UV index is predicted to reach 8, which is in the very high band. That is all for your news for 8am. We'll be back at 9 with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or Twitter or head to 4zzz.org/news.